Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 124. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Dwayne.
Hello, Star Wars Collecting Universe, and Brian and Carl, I guess.
Back again.
Yes, back for another episode.
All right. Let's see. We will start with what we got, and we'll start with Dwayne.
With me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was another light month. Like last month, if you listened, I only had one new figure, which was the Vintage Collection Luke Skywalker. Well, guess what? I got the other ones from that wave, I think that wave, this month. So only three new actual figures, or new figures, which are the Vintage Collection Anakin Skywalker, number 347 from the Ahsoka series, number 348, which was a Clone Trooper Lieutenant from the Ahsoka series, and then number 345, which was another Acolyte figure, this time Jedi Master Indara. So that's the only three Vintage Collection figures that I got. But the big score that I got this month was I got bored by not having anything to order, not anything new coming in. So I decided to start shopping for the animated series Young Jedi Adventures, some of those toys. Those are technically a 4-inch scale action figure set, but they're very, if you've ever seen them, they're very much for little kids. They're very animated style with large cartoony heads and small body. But I was noticing that some of them, because they never really took off.
Cut out there for a second.
Did I? Okay. So anyway, to kind of backtrack, those toys have, since Christmas, have been going on clearance. So I decided to start pricing them, and I found out that there were a lot of them that at this point were really, really cheap. So I kind of went down the rabbit hole. I came up with a checklist of every single Adventures of the Jedi animated series toy that had been released, at least action figure wise, and I bought them all.
Wow.
So I have the whole collection. I'll just go ahead and kind of give you a quick rundown. There were four single, what you would call single carded or single package figures. The character names are Kay Brightstar, Liz Solar, Nubs, and Yoda. So I got those four. Then there was a two-pack that was a Walmart exclusive, and that was the Kay Brightstar and a hologram Yoda. There were two other two-packs that were non-exclusive, and these were Jedi Duel two-packs, and one of the characters, one of the young Jedi, each young Jedi character had a pop-up lightsaber feature. So that was Kay Brightstar with the kind of the main villain of the series. His name's Tabor, and then Liz Soleil with a Jedi training droid. So I got altogether three two-packs. Then there were speeder bike packs. Four different characters came with their own speeder bike, because that was one of the features of the episodes that I guess they decided could be toys for kids. Again, Liz Soleil, Nubs, Kay Brightstar, and then this was the first time you could get the character named Nash Durango. Each of those came with their own unique speeder bike. Then there's a speeder bike three pack, which was an Amazon exclusive, and this one actually featured the same exact characters, Kay Brightstar, Liz Soleil, but this time Tabor was included with this pack. And then two of the other two characters had different speeder bikes, so it had two of the same figures as you get single carded, but their speeder racks were painted differently, like completely differently. And then Tabor, the first time you could get him with his speeder bike. Okay, then there was a four pack, which was a Target exclusive. And that was Kay Brightstar, Nubs, Liz Soleil, and Nash Durango. there was a five-pack, which was Kay Brightstar, Liz Soleil, Tabor, Yoda, and a training droid. There was a starfighter, a set, two different starfighters. One came with a pilot, Jedi pilot Nubs, and the other one came with Kay Brightstar, Jedi pilot. And again, these were two different unique starfighters for each character. Then there was a big ship, which was called the Crimson Firehawk. This was with a exclusive figure of Nash Durango and the droid called RJ-83. And finally, there was a playset that was released. It was called the Tenu Jedi Temple playset. And it came with three figures, which were the Kay Brightstar, the Jedi training droid again, and a Yoda hologram table. It's like a hologram being sort of like a, I don't know. Anyway, transmission, like a table that the hologram pops up on, and Yoda's the hologram. So, all together, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 different items, at least 10 or 12 unique figures. Some of them were repacks, of course. I added it up all together. The retail, original retail cost on all of those items would have been over $415. And I got all of them for $155.
Wow.
Nice. I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you actually watched the show?
Actually, yes, I have.
Okay. I was just curious because I have not watched it all. I've watched an episode maybe or two.
Sorry about the dog barking.
Tell Tweaky to hush.
Yeah. So, yeah, I watched it. It's a pretty good little show. I actually enjoyed it better than I did the, what was it, Star Wars Rebellion animated series?
Resistance, you mean?
Or Resistance, yeah.
That's everything, not saying much.
Everything's better than the Resistance. Even the Acolyte's better than the Resistance.
You know. Resistance had some stuff that was, you know, kind of cool, like the different unique starfighters and some of the characters. But it just, I don't know, it just seemed like it was something that was done not by Lucasfilm, if you know what I mean. It's almost like it somebody over in, you know, Japan or somewhere did it without actually conferring with Lucasfilm people.
Well, a lot of people actually kind of liked it because it's like 90-some percent on Rotten Tomatoes, but it just didn't do nothing for me.
So, but anyway, I just kind of, I'd always considered getting that set, those collectibles, because like I said, they're kind of action figure adjacent. And honestly, that's all they're ever going to release of those. So, like I said, I've got the whole collection, spent just a little bit over $150 for everything. I mean, just the playset itself was originally like 90 bucks. So, you know, to get everything, I think I ended up paying 13 for it on clearance. And now I have that whole collection. And, you know, some people way back in 1985 had bothered to get the whole collection of droids and Ewoks merchandise. They'd be rich people right now, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. All right, Carl.
So that's my nest egg. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead and why don't you guys share what you got?
Yeah, Carl, what'd you get?
Not much this month for me. I was complaining last month that Dwayne had ordered his Luke after I did, and he already had his. But my Luke Skywalker vintage collection number 344 finally did arrive. And I heard that the Andor 4K Blu-ray set was about to go out of print, which is really quickly about for something to go out of print like that. So I went ahead and picked it up because I wanted to own a physical copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for me.
Okay. Yeah, for me, I ended up picking up a vintage Cloud car. I went to a toy show in Columbus this past Saturday, and it was in the Polaris Mall, actually.
Oh, nice.
It was free to get in, of course, free to park, so it was really cool going to a toy show that didn't cost anything except time to drive there.
Yeah.
Also got the R2BNE, which is the bunny droid for Easter from Disney. It's the Disney Build-A-Droid. I have your guys' figures as well. And then also, since everybody's already said all these, Anakin from Ahsoka, the Jedi Master Indara from Acolyte, the Luke Skywalker Vintage Collection, the Clone Trooper Lieutenant, all those Vintage Collection figures. that you guys already mentioned. And then I also picked up a Max Rebo Band pair, the Size Noodles and Joe Yowza. I needed a Size Noodles for my sail barge.
Oh, cool.
So this was the only way I could figure out a way to do it that didn't cost a fortune. So that was it for me that I can remember. Of course, I've still been playing the Star Wars Unlimited card game. If you haven't been playing that and you're a card game fan, check it out. It's a new Star Wars game that came out last March, and they're getting ready to release set 4 coming up this coming weekend. All right. We'll go on to meeting news. All right, Dwayne, what's going on in meeting land?
Hello, I'm here. Sorry, I had the thing mute.
That's all right.
So, meeting new, the first event, the first thing on our calendar is next weekend, or actually at the request of the recording, it's this coming weekend, on March 8th, which is the second Saturday of the month. So, guess what that is? That's the Ashland Regional Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club meeting. That'll be held once again at the Flatwoods Public Library in Flatwoods, Kentucky, from noon until 3 p.m. As of right now, there are a couple of us, main, at least us three. We're not real sure that any of us three are going to be there, but there should be a couple of members at least probably there hanging out. So if you want to come and join them, if you're listening to this podcast before the 8th of March, go ahead and swing by if you're in the area. And introduce yourself, and I'm sure they'll be glad to welcome you in and hang out with you for a little while. Also, we have an announcement, or there is an announcement, that there's going to be a Lexington area meeting later in March. It's going to be on Saturday, March 29th, and that's going to be held at the Tate's Creek Public Library. So Google that location. And it's going to be from 1:30 until 3:30, so a two-hour window. They've got a meeting room reserved, and they're going to kind of try to, I guess, model their meeting after the way we do ours, as far as just having maybe setting up a location there in Lexington where they can all get together and hang out for a couple of hours once a month, if there's not something else going on big like a fall festival or a swap meet or whatever. And speaking of swap meets, the Kentucky Star Wars Collectors Club annual swap meet is the first event of the year for the whole club, for the whole state. And that has been scheduled for May the 10th. So that's a few months away, but that's going to be at the Church of the Ascension in Frankfort, Kentucky. So mark that on your calendar. It usually starts around, 12 o'clock, guys?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, usually around then. Yeah.
And just goes for a few hours, 3 or 4 hours, until everybody is kind of ready to wrap it up and leave. And that's, it is what it sounds like. It's a swap meet. It's not really any kind of organized meeting. It's just a chance for everybody to kind of do their spring cleaning and clean out their closets and, you know, anything they've been hanging on to for a while that they no longer is part of their collection focus, or maybe stuff that they've come across for really good prices that they would like to try to flip and resell it, or even trade it. You know, some guys bring stuff that maybe it doesn't have a lot of monetary value, but it could be something that somebody else would want to trade for. So that's going to be in May. And we'll continue to make reminders here on the podcast for that. We also want to point out a couple of big events coming up. Lexington Comic Con, Lexington, Kentucky Comic Con, is going to be this coming weekend. That starts on March the 6th, which is just 3 days from now. And it goes through Sunday, March the 9th. And that's at the Lexington Convention Center there in downtown Lexington, which is
next to Rupp Arena.
So you can kind of Google search that. And that, of course, they have, I think, a couple of celebrity guests that were Star Wars related. Trying to think. Not a real heart heavy, you know, but definitely a lot of pop culture guests. and of course comic books and collectibles and everything on the show floor available there. And it's basically it's the biggest comic con you can find anywhere in probably three or four states. To find something bigger, you would have to probably go to New York or Atlanta or somewhere like that. And of course, we are just a little bit over probably 5 weeks away from the Star Wars Celebration, which is taking place April 18th through the 20th in Japan. So again, if that's something that would pique your interest, and you could still make travel arrangements to get to Makuhari Messe, M-E-S-S-E, Messe, in Japan. From what we understand, there are still Friday and Sunday tickets available, and I think we mentioned the last time that it's, even if you wanted a Saturday pass, you could probably buy one, a scalp pass there at the event. Or if you're traveling all the way to Japan, maybe you could do Friday and Sunday and then spend Saturday sightseeing or something, because Saturday's the busiest day at the convention anyway.
Go to Disney.
Yeah, go to Tokyo Disney on that
some
day.
Some of the people at the Lexington Comic Con that you may want to, you know, get autographs for Star Wars. You got Danny Trejo, who played the Rancor Keeper in The Mandalorian Season 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Isaacs, who played the voice of Grand Inquisitor in Rebels. Those are two of the ones that I've seen so far. I'm sure there's plenty of others.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I know they have a big group of voice actors. Generally, the voice actors they bring in there have experience, you know, working on some of the Clone Wars or the Rebels or in some of those different animated series. So I think that's about it as far as meetings and events coming up that, like I said, you can mark on your calendars. So on to the news. We've got some news to kind of relay to everyone. We had a Hasbro reveal event, and Carl, why don't you share with us what they announced for the Vintage Collection from Hasbro?
When the Vintage Collection, they announced that a Hammerhead was coming, and I don't think we've had him yet on a Vintage Collection card, have we?
No.
Yeah, I mean, the last one we had was pretty decent, but he definitely needed an upgrade.
Yeah.
And also, Pondo Baba Walrusman is coming back, which is going to be a complete repack. But the card is definitely, I saw the card back. The card back will be different for him this time, which I assume, will they give him the same number as the original one?
He does have the same number, and it's new. It's actually new sculpts as well.
Oh, okay, new sculpts, okay.
Which is crazy. Why did not just give him a new card number?
Yeah, they definitely should. The card's different. The figure's different. He definitely needs one. Also, Mandalorian Imperial Armored Commando. And in the pipeline, we have another Land Speeder coming.
Yay.
Which is probably a good idea because we hadn't had one for a while.
Did they say if this one would come with any figures or anything?
Not yet. They just kind of still... Since it's still just a pipeline reveal, I don't think they finalized their plans. But I would guess that it will. And my guess is going to be a Sand Trooper. I bet a Sand Trooper comes with it.
Yeah, all right, Carl? Yeah, so out of these, I know that the Hammerhead is a big one because they have not done one on a Vintage Collection card yet.
Yeah.
So that's one of those 92 original ones that you need to get.
Technically, they're still not doing it on a Vintage Collection card because guess what? It's going to be a deluxe figure.
But it's still on a Vintage Collection card.
It's going to be on an oversized card back, which will not be the same as your actual original, you know, Hammerhead. So, you know, it is what it is. It's the new figure, and it's on the TVC card back, but it's not a, you know, replica, a new version of the original figure in the original packaging.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play the long game on this one after getting burned with Cobb Vanth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing a long game on this one. If I get it, if I don't get it, oh, well.
Sure.
I'm tired of this $25, you know.
Yeah.
for something that should just be regular.
Which the Imperial Commando, I believe, is also on, is considered a deluxe figure and is going to be on a larger card back.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I missed that part. I
think so, because it's coming with the shield and everything. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I can't find a picture of it right now because I've got all my pages open to the Toy Fair pictures. So I think both of those are going to be, which wouldn't surprise me if they come packed in case together. Maybe that's what they're moving towards, is packing, you know, releasing a couple of those oversized deluxe figures at a time so they can do multi-pack cases.
Yep, he is $24.99.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So out of those three, only Ponda Baba, which, you know, again, is a re-release with kind of a new sculpt and a different photo on the card back, is going to be, you know, regular, what we consider the 6-inch by 9-inch regular card back.
Carl, did you ever get the original one?
No, I never did. That's the main big hole in my collection, is him missing.
Oh, okay.
That and those and those ones from that big giant, you know, the big Death Star thing that a lot of people missed out on.
Oh, yeah.
That sold out in seconds.
Yeah, I don't have those except for the repack in the Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like 66A.
I know, they're so strange.
You know, I guess for the Landspeeder may also be a Tusken Raider.
Yeah. What do you? I bet.
I don't think it'll be one of the four passenger figures.
You don't think it'll be Obi-Wan?
I don't. I really don't.
Have we gotten an Obi-Wan on Vintage Collection?
I'm not sure, but it seems like that they would. To me, they would pack in. They would either pack in a repack possibly, or just a slightly different. Like I thought, you know, the Sand Trooper might be, because they've already got the Stormtrooper molds, you know, that they've been putting out, that the Sand Trooper could just be a little bit, you know, added pauldron and harness or whatever, backpack.
Yeah,
I was going to say a Tusken Raider could also just be a repack with a different color robe or something. Maybe one of the ones we got from Mandalorian line, which is a regular brown robe instead of the dark brown.
But I was curious, so I looked up the last Vintage Collection Landspeeder, and it was 2011 when it came out, and our price was $24.99. I bet we pay $49.99 this time if we want.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
Yep, I don't think we've gotten a old Obi-Wan, at least not from what I'm looking at.
But anyway, so we got basically three figures announced for the Vintage Collection, which is our focus here on the Star Wars Collectors Podcast, pretty much. But then they announced, what is seven or is this eight? Eight different Black Series figures?
2, 4, 6, 8. Yep.
Yeah. So, once again, we're going to cry foul. No fair. We'll cry no fair. So, but Brian, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what the Black Series announcements were.
We got the, from The Mandalorian, Moff Gideon Dark Trooper Armor, which, man, I really want that one in Vintage Collection.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian, also Imperial Praetorian Guard, another one we need in Vintage Collection. And from Andor, Cassian Andor Signer Test Pilot.
X-Wing Pilot, basically.
Yeah, that's a new from the new series, I think, or from the new season. And then also from Andor, Director Krennic, which we have that in. We have one in from.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is a re-release, I think.
From Rogue One. He just came out here recently, didn't he? Or he's coming.
I'm not real sure.
Did we get that one yet?
What's the timeline on that?
I think it still hasn't come out yet. And then also, for the 20th anniversary of Revenge of the Sith, they're doing a retro style card back that looks like the original Revenge of the Sith bubble. And they're coming out with Clone Commander Cody, Count Dooku. There you go,
woo-hoo!
Carl. You like to get that?
Yes.
Kit Fisto and R2-D2. I'm not real sure why they got Kit Fisto in here.
Maybe I mean, everybody
of
likes
all
Kit.
The ones to pick, you pick Kit Fisto?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they should have been Qui-Gon.
Odd. Yeah, it's kind of odd, but I guess they felt the need to have a Jedi out there, and somebody in the Hasbro offices apparently is a big Kit Fisto fan.
Yeah, so, have we gotten a Qui-Gon Jinn? I don't know. I haven't paid much attention.
I would think so. You know, as many more Black Series figures that they put out as opposed to the Vintage Collection figures, I would think surely there's a Qui-Gon Jinn in the Black Series in the new style, you know, boxes by now. But you never know. And even if there is, like you said, if they're doing this special card back packaging, then it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. This is Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon wasn't in Revenge of the
oh,
Sith.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Okay, then. Mace Windu or Yoda or Obi-Wan.
No, Kit Fisto. Okay, and I think that's, I mean, we of course we're...
They have done again, a Qui-Gon, by the way.
Yeah, we are kind of Hasbro-centric, I guess you could say, here on the podcast. So I'm not real sure. Oh, we should also mention it's technically part of the Black Series, but they also announced a new helmet, a role-play helmet.
I have that
this
there.
This time it's going to be a 501st Clone Trooper helmet, which again is just, you know, a re-release of their... white clone trooper helmet, except it's got the 501st blue paint stripe on it.
Yep.
But if you're a helmet collector, it's something different or new to add to your collection. And some kids, I know my own son Wesley, when he was little, wanted, you know, one of his costumes was a 501st clone trooper Halloween costume. So a lot of little kids kind of grew up, you know, pretending to be one of those specific clone troopers, because that was one of the costumes that was out there. So besides that, the only thing they announced, I don't know, I guess this was announced separate from Toy Fair, was the Gentle Giant new 12-inch jumbo retro figures. And that's going to be a jumbo Anakin Skywalker, jumbo Macquarie concept stormtrooper, and a jumbo IG-12 from the Mandalorian series. So that's, you know, again, for those General Giant 12-inch vintage or retro collectors out there. None of, you know, again, none of the original trilogy characters. I guess the Macquarie concept Stormtrooper comes closest. And I know they've, you know, those collectors out there, I think they already have a concept Vader.
Yeah, Vader, Luke, and Han are already out.
So this just kind of continues that line.
I have all those.
Yeah. Well, the fact they're doing Anakin gives me hope that they might actually do Dooku one day, too. Who knows?
Yep, and the Anakin has the telescoping lightsaber like the original Luke Skywalker and Vader and Ben Kenobi had.
Yeah,
in
this
his arm.
Is from Revenge of the Sith, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's after he's already... Emperor's changed his name to Darth Vader too, correct or not?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, this was before that.
Yeah. Okay. And I was a little bit confused about the IG-12.
They renamed IG-11 to IG, or no, it wasn't IG-11. It's always IG-12, wasn't it? Or
was it IG-11 until they
until they renamed him. When they put Grogu in there, which is what this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They renamed him to IG-12, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what Greef Karga said.
And he's sort of like the one that we're getting in the Vintage Collection, because he comes with both Grogu and one of those little... I forget what the species is called.
It does not come with one of those.
It doesn't?
No, not the Gentle Giant one.
Okay, I thought I saw one pictured in the display case with it.
Not the pictures I'm looking at.
Okay.
I mean, unless I missed it somewhere.
So, yeah, that was pretty much, I don't know when
they... Oh, wait, no, that exactly. I see another picture now. It does have one.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because it has two of them.
Things, they've got it in there twice. They've got the figure in there twice. Or maybe they don't. Maybe it's...
And it's Anzellan.
Two different releases. And selling, that's kind of what I was getting. But one of the pictures has got the figure with Grogu actually in his chest, but the other one has him looking normal with his ammunition bandoliers.
Yeah, I'm confused.
So maybe he's interchangeable? Maybe he's got like a...
Not from the way it looks.
I know. But he's only got one name card or one, you know, one... So I don't know whether I wouldn't guess that you... Sure, he's going to come on a card back.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. Just have to wait and see.
Yep.
Now they're going to start doing deluxe General Giant Jumbo retro figures.
I'm only going to get the one, the McQuarrie Stormtrooper. The other two, I'm not getting.
Yeah, because that, again, is, you know, one of those rabbit holes that a lot of jumbo collectors went down, because the line was originally intended to be, hey, we're going to release these great-looking 12-inch action figures that look exactly like the action figures you played with as a kid. And then before you know it, they're releasing, you know, prequel trilogy characters and sequel trilogy characters, and then TV series characters, and of course, you know, the concept characters. I'm kind of okay with those, because that's still kind of in the vein of, you know, the original trilogy, you know, concept. But I don't know, to each his own. They still run about $100 each, don't they?
Some of them are 80, some of them are 90, some of them are 100. Yeah. It just depends on the size.
Which is surprising, because those generally have been kind of inflation-proof.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
I think Max Rebo is like 120, but of course he comes with a big piano, too.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, so just for general discussion this month, we are going to talk about what we saw at the New York Toy Fair, which just has happening actually while we're recording, because it still isn't over with. It started on Friday the 2nd.
No, starts Friday the 28th of February.
Friday the 28th of February, and it actually said it runs through the 6th, which is
three more days
from now. Yeah. So there is a possibility. I doubt it. Hasbro was kind of confusing, because they gave us that the new announcement like a week ago.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand
the figures that we just announced. And then they really did. The only thing that they announced new for Toy Fair, which we're going to have some fun discussing, and we'll go ahead and talk about that right now, is a new
retro
collection based on characters from Star Wars A New Hope. But this time we're finally getting stuff that people have been clamoring for. Actually, these are all New Hope figures.
Yep.
Got confused there for a second. Because they're going to be it's going to be a six-pack like they've been releasing. You know, we've got a six-pack for the first two movies, for A New Hope and Return of the Jedi, or Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. They actually got two six-packs for
A New Hope.
A New Hope.
This makes the third one.
12. This will be the third one. But then they went and branched out, and we got a six-pack for The Mandalorian, a six-pack for, you know, all of the Ahsoka series, and a six-pack for Revenge of the Sith. And
actually, that one, Revenge of the Sith and Attack of the Clones, were in one box.
Yeah, there's I think Mando was reached individually, and they wasn't in a six-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they've kind of gone back and forth. I think maybe that was the reason that they have started doing six packs, is because some of those other waves, specifically the Mando wave or one of the later waves, has been peg warming like crazy.
Yeah, but when they do the six packs, it prevents some people from buying them at all, because I skipped them especially Return of the Jedi, just because all I wanted was Mon Mothma.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And buying this box just to get Mon Mothma.
Then you have the army builders who are going to be disappointed that they can't army build the sand trooper, because they'd have to keep buying the six packs to get more than one sand trooper.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Or the fleet rebel trooper.
That too, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Or the Han Solo and Stormtrooper disguise.
I mean, yeah, you could put the helmet on and just make him a Stormtrooper.
True.
So anyway, we're kind of giving away some of the figures that are in this collection. Why don't one of you guys go ahead and just tell everybody what we're getting in this collection?
All right. Well, we're getting Dr. Evazan, Walrus Man, which is the only figure that's not really a new figure. You know, Han Solo in Imperial Stormtrooper outfit, Luke Skywalker Yavin, that's the medal ceremony Luke with the medal, a Rebel Fleet Trooper, and a Sand Trooper. And if, for those that don't know what a Rebel Fleet Trooper is, that's the ones that were on the Tantive IV at the beginning of A New Hope that got shot by the Stormtroopers.
So what's everyone's favorite of the six?
Oof, that's a tough pick. Probably Dr. Evazan.
I'm going with Dr. Evazan, too. Because I think he was sorely should have been in the original line Kenner did it back then. I mean, he was an important character, important scene.
If they had Walrus Man in there, how could they leave him out?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think mine might be the Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, but why didn't they put Han in there? I mean, I don't understand why they did one and not the other. Or same thing.
Because we get Han later.
Yeah.
And one of the complaints I've seen online is people are saying the Sand Trooper should be a little dirty. He's, you know, he's a Sand Trooper. Why is he all white? And I'm like, and I forgot what page I was on. I said, well, maybe he hasn't went down to the planet yet. That's why he's on white.
Well, I mean, but what original vintage figure actually has any kind of dirty paint applications on it?
Yeah, I don't think Hasbro Kenner's never made them.
You know, these are intended to be like they would have been if you'd gotten them back in the 70s.
Yeah.
So very limited paint, you know, paint applications, usually 3 to 4 colors at the most, which the original Sand Trooper is 2 colors. It's molded in white and had black paint on it.
Yeah. Oh.
So this one now has an orange shoulder pauldron, which is the 3rd color.
I think, don't these go up for pre-order this coming Wednesday?
Yeah, the
1 5th. O'clock on Target. Yep.
Oh, these are from Target.
Target.
Yeah.
Target.
Oh, exclusives. So we all know how fun that is trying to get a hold of those.
I may order 2 of them.
Yeah.
Just so I can get, and in 2 different orders, just so I can make sure I get one.
Yeah.
And I may be wrong on this, and we'll find out on Wednesday or sometime after that. They may also be available on Hasbro Pulse for international collector.
Yeah, possibly.
So yeah, we should probably check.
Gee, but not the people to stress out, but Phantom Menace was pretty easy to get. It stayed on the site for quite a while before it finally sold out.
So, you know, and the Walrus Man, I mean, like you said, he's the only one that's a direct reproduction of the original figure character, but he is also one of the first 21. I mean, if we've got the first 12 already and we want to keep going towards getting those first 21 eventually, we're going to need them to do, you know, Walrus Man and Snaggletooth and, you know,
Death Star droid.
Everhead and all of those eventually. So I'm not saying that I only want to get 1 per 6-pack, but, you know, if they'll mix it, if they continue to do these retro waves.
I'd be fine if they didn't do any of them.
I would agree with Brian. I'm all for the new figures.
Let's do new only.
And throw in
the other ones.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, I know you all disagree with me before we came on the air, but I was kind of hoping that they'd do a re-sculpt of the Walrus Man and actually not make him look like the one we already had and make him look more like the character in the movie. Mm. Oh, well. I mean, the dude had a jacket, an orange jacket. Could we not have gave him his jacket?
Nope, just a sweater vest.
Okay.
Turtleneck.
Yeah.
That was like black and white pictures, I think, they had to go off of, too, wasn't it? So they didn't really know that his sleeves were orange.
Yeah, I know why it happened, but I'm just thinking all these years later they could have corrected it.
And, of course, you know, the thing that made me pause there a minute ago as far as are these all from A New Hope was for whatever reason, I saw the Stormtrooper Han, and I thought, well, no, that's Power of the Force, because Stormtrooper Luke was Power of the Force.
But still, it was New Hope.
Waves of figures, but it was from a New Hope movie. So we're finally getting the Stormtrooper Han to kind of go with our Stormtrooper Lukes, which are, you know, original $200 or more figures, $300, $400, however much they're going for now.
Yeah.
Well, some of the other stuff that was shown off that I'm not sure if this stuff's was announced before or not, because it, but Gentle Giant has a bunch of stuff. They have Ezra, 1/7 scale mini bust, a Mother Talzin, 1/7 scale mini bust, a Star Wars, let's see, a Yoda Clone Wars animated 1/7 scale mini bust, and also an Ahsoka Clone Wars mini bust, Asajj Ventress from Clone Wars, 1/7 scale mini bust, from Fallen Order, the Purge Trooper with his batons, 1/6 scale mini bust, also from Clone Wars, Cad Bane in the Clone Trooper disguise, and then from, I think, the TV show Ahsoka, they've got Hera. It's hard to tell. I can't see the edge of the screen here. So
yeah,
it is Hera. I saw a picture of it on Toy Arc.
Well, I know it's Hera, but I didn't know where it was from. Oh, here it is. Ahsoka series. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some of the ones that I've seen. Then there's also a Stormtrooper, like, 3D half-scale bust. It's huge.
Yeah.
Leia Boosh.
This is Stormtrooper or Snowtrooper?
Or Snowtrooper, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Snowtrooper.
Imperial Stormtrooper. Imperial Stormtrooper Hoth.
Yeah.
Battle gear.
He's still a Stormtrooper. let's see. There's from the gallery Clone Wars General Kenobi PVC statue. Captain Rex PVC statue. Ahsoka from Clone Wars. A statue also. And Darth Revan. That's, oh, shoot. What's it from?
It's Jedi Knight,
yeah.
Revan.
Jedi
he looks
Knight.
Really
Revan.
Good, too.
Before yeah,
he
does.
Darth Revan.
Let's see.
Or Revan the White, as some Lord of the Ring fans would call him.
And here's a crazy one. A Dark Empire Luke statue with a red saber.
Yep.
Yep. When he actually goes over to the dark side.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert if you haven't ever read Dark Empire.
Let's see. A Premier Collection Jess Justang statue. I don't even know who that is. I'm not sure where that's from. It's a woman in a clone in a Stormtrooper disguise.
Mm-hmm.
A K2SO and then a Clone Trooper. Captain Fordo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Then a Darth Vader on a throne.
Yeah, that was pretty wicked too, I thought.
Yeah. And then another snowtrooper, but this is a statue. It's pretty cool looking. And a TIE Fighter pilot statue. Emperor statue.
Yeah, he looks really wicked, and he's actually, you know, he's standing without his cane, too, which makes him look even more scary.
Yeah. And I think that's all.
Jess Gistang was a Corellian human female who served as a stormtrooper in Darth Krayt's Galactic Empire.
Hmm.
So Darth Krayt is, what was that comic book series that was set like, had like Luke Skywalker's grandson?
Yeah, it was books actually, wasn't it?
Books and comic books, yeah.
Maybe it was both, yeah.
So she was a heavy weapons expert.
Legends of the Force, is that right?
It's possible, yeah. So anyway, she's a comic book / expanded universe character. And not even canon, a canon character. I mean, this is still what they consider non-canon material, which General Giant or Hot Toys or whatever don't seem to really care, because obviously we're getting the Dark Empire Luke Skywalker. That's who it is. And it's possibly someone who, I guess maybe there are some 501st cosplayers out there that do the female stormtrooper armor and maybe even play this character.
Mm-hmm.
Or cosplay as this character. So, they're getting their own statue.
Oh, and something we mentioned earlier, the tag on Anakin does say Darth Vader. So I was correct about that.
Oh, okay.
In the pictures. Yeah, it says, says Jumbo Darth Vader first appearance figure. So it was right after he's got his new name. Turned to the dark side.
That's funny. First appearance.
First appearance of Darth Vader.
Then why didn't they fix his eyes then? Because that's what confused me. And he's got a blue saber.
Well,
did he still have a blue saber?
He had a blue saber when he had the fight with Obi-Wan there at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't make his red saber until he was fully armored Darth Vader. Darth Vader's second appearance. his red lightsaber.
Okay.
He should have just took Dooku's saber because it was so cool looking with the hilt and everything.
All right, so I think that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, there were other licensees, I'm sure, at Toy Fair that had some new Star Wars stuff that was just mixed in with their regular, you know, or their other offerings. I know, I think Lego was there, and Lego had just a couple of kits, like I think a new helmet kit. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, but they already announced that a long time ago.
Yeah, but they had it on display for the first time.
Yeah, they had Jango Fett, the AT-AT driver, and Kylo Ren, I think.
I think I saw somewhere that Jazzwares, that makes the...
Micro Series?
Galaxy Squadron.
Oh, Galaxy Squadron, that's right.
Had some new ships on display, but I haven't seen any pictures. I just know there's videos. Did you all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally clicked on a video.
Oh no, I didn't hear any of it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear it either.
All right.
Well, it came through my speakers.
Carl, you want to read
Fair,
us?
Fair, kind of uneventful, except for the, like we said, the new retro collection on display. But they had everything else that we talked about earlier. All those other Black Series figures and vintage collection figures were also. They're on display, plus a lot of the ones that were already getting in the mail were on display. So basically it was their late 2024, early 2025 offerings. And I'm sure the next time we'll get some new items will probably be May the 5th now.
Yep. One more thing I thought of too while we was doing this, and I'm surprised Dwayne, being the theater guy, but Revenge of the Sith is returning to the theater for 1 week April 25th. So if you want to see it again in the theater, that you'll have a chance, or you didn't see it the first time.
Yep.
I'll probably go see it again.
I think I will too. I think if it was Attack of the Clones or Phantom Menace, I would pass, but I think I'll see Revenge of the Sith again.
Yeah, that would be one to see in XD or.
Oh yeah.
If it's in an IMAX theater or somewhere again, would be a nice one to see.
All right, so that about does it. Carl, you want to read us out?
Yeah, just a reminder of our Patreon account. We want to thank our Patreon members for helping us out and supporting us. And if you would like to support us, you can at the patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. It's also linked on our Facebook pages, which we got facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast, as well as a Facebook group. And if you'd like to leave us a review, you can. And you can do that like on iTunes or other places maybe that accept reviews. We're on Discord. And if you need to send us an email, you can do it at tswcpodcast@gmail.com. We're on X, and it's also Blue Sky at TSWCpodcast. And also this month's Facebook shout-out will go to Deborah Lindsay. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and we do have another new Patreon member.
Yay, thank you.
Yes, they wish to remain anonymous, though.
Okay, so that's fine, too.
That's fine, and
well,
but we still
you,
thank
you. Well,
thank
you, wherever you are. Yes.
All right, and that's it for this episode, and we'll talk to you next month.
Yep. So long, everybody.
All right, thanks. Bye.